Today's episode, The History of Colville. The northern part of Mono County may not be as well known to some of us who live here to the south, but that doesn't mean that the Antelope Valley and the three communities of Walker, Colville, and Topaz are any less steeped in rich history as their larger neighbors here along the southern reaches of El Camino Sierra. The original settlement in the Antelope Valley is the community of Colville. The delightful community was first known as Centerville because of its geographic location, and later as Doubletown due to the high prices that patrons found being charged by the area merchants. In 1867, Fred Cole built a stage station, a blacksmith shop, and a store, and soon the name was changed to Colville. By 1868, Colville was made official with a post office and a school. His original buildings still stand south of the present-day elementary school. In the early 1870s, a wagon road was built through the Walker River Canyon, which linked Carson City with the route over Sonora Pass. The Barnett Hotel in Colville became an important stage stop, at least partially because travelers could eat fresh apples, peaches, and plums from the hotel's fruit orchards. The impressive rock cliffs of Centennial Hill towers above the west side of El Camino Sierra, just south of Colville. The prominence received its name when three local men planted an American flag on its summit on July 4, 1876, to mark the nation's centennial celebration. Colville became the hub community of the Antelope Valley, providing goods and services to agricultural-based community. It continues to play an important role in the Antelope Valley today, being the home to the only schools north of Bridgeport, a medical clinic, assorted services for visitors and locals, and the post office. Big city or small town, there's no denying the important roles they all have played in the rich and deep history we enjoy here along El Camino Sierra.